Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is your Computer Minute. Apple just wrapped up its first product event of the year. Here are the highlights of what they announced. There's a new budget iPhone SE, which is the successor to the 2020 model, but with 5G and the latest iPhone processor, the A15. It looks like the previous SE and will retail for about $430, about $30 more than the previous model, which is a bit of a surprise. There's a new version of the mid-range iPad, the iPad Air. It uses Apple's M1 processor, which is the chip used in the pricier iPad Pro and MacBook Air models. It also has optional 5G support. It starts at $600. Apple introduced the first new Mac desktop model in years with the Mac Studio. It's pretty powerful and starts at $4,000. The display costs $1,600. The computer uses the high-performance M1 Ultra processor, which the company says has more power than its existing M1 chips. Apple said that the Mac Studio with the M1 Ultra is 80% faster than the top-of-the-line MacBook Pro, which retailed for over $50,000. Oh, and Apple is adding two new colors to its iPhone. People can pre-order the iPhone 13 in green and the iPhone 13 Pro in alpine green. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.